This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Host is getting deluged with the bomb cyclone, the crazy snow. There's a lot of fury going on coming out of the White House. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. I know as everybody gets back to what you're doing, and we are back in the business of talking about what the buzz is across the land here on ATN. Who better than to join us than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News? Hey, Ellen, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. I'll tell you, it is not a dull moment. First of all, the president today got rid of his voter fraud commission. He claimed that some of the states did not give them the information that they wanted. ACLU and all these other groups said, hey, listen, the president did not required information that was not legally to be given and things like that, and so it's a mess. Now, on a couple other things, of course, there is a new book out, and the new book, well, it's not out yet. It's not actually out to the 9th, called Fire and Fury, but parts of it have been read by everybody. And so what's really interesting is that the president's attorney sent a letter to Steve Bannon.
Uh-huh.
And said he should cease and desist. Well, the point is the president is a public figure. And it also said he should cease and desist saying anything about the president or his family members. But the question is, because he's a public figure and because his family members really are public figure at this point, whether a cease and desist order can have any teeth at all in terms of that. And it also looks like Steve Bannon did talk quite a bit to the author of this book. He has not commented on whether he's been accurately quoted or not. We just don't know. But that is another thing that's going on. Meanwhile, there was a fire at the Chappaqua house of Hillary Clinton in the bedroom, and we don't know what caused it, or we know it was very quickly put out. Also, the president responded to Steve Bannon today by saying Steve pretends he's at war with the media, which he calls the opposition, but yet he spent his time at the White House leaking false information to the media to make himself seem more important than he was. I've been covering the White House since 93. I have never seen anything like this in my life.
Just absolutely crazy. It's like you said, dissolving even to the controversial voting commission, saying the states weren't providing the information. That was kind of out of left field, if you will, I think, huh? And you said
it was. It makes no sense as to why he chooses the timing for what he's doing. Now, on some other information, the Fusion GPS people did an editorial this morning. Now, that was, already yesterday, actually, I guess. And basically said they gave 21 hours of testimony, and they want that testimony made public because they feel that the Russians did interfere with the election. You just cannot make up any of this. What's going on. Also, later on in terms of the book, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the press secretary, said that this was false and misleading accounts from individuals who have no access to information or the White House. And then the First Lady's press person, communications director, said the book is going to be sold in the bargain fiction section. I'm just astounded by this.
I know. It's crazy. All day long you were sending me things that were like, wow. And you said it's never a slow news day. Never.
You cannot take, we took a week off, as you know, and we probably shouldn't have done it because there were things going on that entire week. But, you know, we just have to give our staff some time to spend with their families, or else they're going to quit on us. But I'll tell you, it just continues and continues and continues.
Wow. All right, so we'll see what happens in the next couple of days. It's going to be very interesting in D.C.
For sure. Keep your eye on the ball, my friend.
All right, absolutely. Thank you, Ellen Ratner. Love it.
Thank you.
And like she said, you know, she's got to give some people some time off. But there's always something going on. And we're going to let you hear what actually transpired at the White House. You know, what Sarah Sanders Huckabee said. And it's, you know, again, about this book. It's like Ellen said, what is true and what happened and all that other stuff. I mean, who knows? But he's furious, apparently. And the president also started this whole thing being upset by the legal team for offering shifting timelines about what happened with the Russia investigation and when it would end. So that's also something that's really kind of changed. And then there was the tweet about, you know, the whole North Korea thing and Kim Jong-un, which caught up a few people in that, and there was a lot of tweeting going on about what was said about North Korea in the last couple of days, for sure. So we are off and running in 2018, without a doubt. I mentioned this bomb cyclone is what they call it, and they're saying, I just read something, and this is an interesting analogy, to give you some kind of perspective on it. If you're listening in Portland, you're listening to us in other parts of the country, you're listening to us, New Orleans and in Florida. Now, Tallahassee had some snow, and they haven't had snow in forever. But this massive bomb cyclone is, again, just the name of it, the area that they're talking about, they're saying that the havoc it's going to wreak on the northeast and the hurricane force winter wind gust and the blinding snow, that it's going to be colder than how you would feel on Mars in some parts of the United States. They're saying, for example, at Mount Washington Observatory in New Hampshire, the temp will plunge, we've got listeners in New Hampshire, plunge to minus 35 degrees Friday night into Saturday. That's crazy. 35 degrees, minus 35 degrees. That's insane. In South Carolina, I have a lot of friends in South Carolina, and they were posting snow photos, record snowfall in the Palmetto State. I mean, just some areas had 5 to 6 inches of snow. And, you know, South Carolina is so pretty. Charleston, South Carolina, they're not prepared for that kind of stuff, right? So what they did, the governor said, listen, we have more than 13,000 tons of salt scattered across the state. And there was even, like, ice on the Quadriga sculpture at the Belmont in Charleston Place. It's interesting because I'm going to be staying there in a few weeks. And I looked at it and I said, I'm not going to see the same view that they're seeing. It's insane. Flights canceled? Over 3,000 peeps. So make sure if you're traveling, you check your flight info. Coming up next on the flip side, the other joins me for a conversation. See you then.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement
replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Hey, 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 he is back.
It's an institute you can't disparage.
Helping me out. The other, that would be Paul, my husband, who joins us once a week here on America Tonight, when possible, when he's not traveling or doing something else more exciting, right?
Hey, baby cakes.
Hey, baby cakes, guess what? A bomb cyclone is hitting our relatives up and down the East Coast, and it looks pretty bad. And explain to the peeps what a bomb cyclone is.
I was going to ask you to tell me more.
Well, they say it's hurricane winds, blinding snow, crazy amounts of snow. They've already canceled 3,000 flights.
It's just a fancy term for a nor'easter. That's happening over a short period of time, over 24 hours.
Fancy term. Fancy.
That's right.
Hey, we should tell everyone, because I do these cheap movie reviews, and I'm trying to think the last movie we saw. What was the last movie we saw? We actually liked it. What was the movie we saw?
Downsizing.
And it didn't get great reviews, but we thought it was clever, and there was a clever meaning in it. Don't you believe?
I believe.
But there's a movie coming out. It's called The Post. And for those of you listening, The Washington Post, the longtime publisher of The Washington Post a long time ago, the Graham family, and Katherine Graham was running the paper during the whole Pentagon Papers thing, and it looked like she could go to jail, they could go to jail, they could lose the Post, and it's the whole story about that. That movie's coming out, and you and I are going to go see it, so we'll be able to give a review of that. I'm excited. You were very excited about it.
I was very excited about it.
Why were you so excited?
I'm still very excited about it.
Why? I'm just being serious. Why were you excited about this movie?
It's history.
It is history, and it's, you know what, they really took a chance when the whole Pentagon Papers thing happened. Because it's hard, it was just like the whole Watergate thing, you know, trying to get information and all of that, which we live in much different times now. What's real, what's not, points of view, news is different, and it's a little blurry in a few areas. But then, even then, it was like, wow, you better have your ducks in a row, you know?
That's right.
That's the way to add to that conversation.
Have your ducks in a row, people.
You'd make an interesting journalist. I don't know. Would you have ever been interested in journalism?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that right? More than flying? No.
Now.
Yeah, now. Start a blog. The whole truth, nothing but the honest to goodness truth.
No, thanks.
Yeah, there's like, I read today something like there's like 53 million blogs, so good luck trying to get people to look at that. You did have a blog once, and I think a few people looked at it a long time ago. People you sent to the blog, I believe.
Yeah, that was just for self-improvement.
Well, that's a good one. Ask Oprah Winfrey. I think a lot of people look at her blogs.
No, I mean for personal.
Oh,
just
for you.
Just to write stuff for my own.
Okay, I gotcha. How about this? The St. Louis Zoo, for people listening, I don't know, when you have these breaks and you have grandkids or you have kids, you take them to the zoo. I used to love going to the zoo when I was a kid. When we lived in New York, we went to the Bronx Zoo, the Central Park Zoo. I still remember seeing the polar bear like it was yesterday. You and I, Ellen Ratner was just on. We went to her big 60th, I think it was, birthday party. And what was it like at the Central Park Zoo that day?
It was magic.
Well, tell what it was like. Talk about the penguins.
It was like Willy Wonka's land.
Why?
Because there was giant candy and desserts. Giant bowls of fruit. Giant penguins.
I don't know if the penguins were giant, but they closed the whole Central Park area down for her. That was crazy.
Yep.
Because her brother I don't know if he still is, but he's part owner of the Brooklyn Nets, and it was a big developer in New York City. But regardless, it was a big birthday, and they wanted to do something special for her, so they shut down part of the zoo, and you and I were stunned. I mean, you're right, it was like Willy Wonka land. I've never been to a party like that. And where you had penguins that were floating around all over the place. You know, in their respective area where you would see them if you were walking in the park. All right, so anyway, so the St. Louis Zoo has 8 new cheetahs. Cheetahs are cool. Do you like cheetahs?
8 new cheetah cubs, I would take it.
Yeah, you know, they said in the press release from the zoo, over 430 litters have been documented by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, but it's the first time a cheetah has produced and reared on her own a litter of 8 cubs at a zoo. The average litter size, I guess, is 3 to 4 cubs. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Mm-mm. What was the Alexa question tonight? You got it right. What was that about?
What philosopher came up with the method of teaching that requires asking questions?
And what philosopher was that?
Socrates, the Socratic method.
So you knew that right away because you've partaked in the Socratic method.
Correct.
I mean, so is everybody listening to the show, basically.
If you've gone to school, yes.
Yes, you have, no matter what school you went to. Even if you were homeschool, you probably did. Right?
Yep.
So, how about that? All right, so what else do you want to talk about?
You're the host. I'm just
You're
here.
You're the host. You're supposed... People across the country are listening to you. You're taking up valuable airtime in Portland.
Our dog is falling asleep.
The dog? Okay, I don't know how many people have dogs, but when you have a dog, what is the deal? I think he's got allergies with the licking of the paw.
Yeah, nothing a good wash down at Bentley's dog wash won't take care of.
Really? So you say... think that's all it is. It's just getting washed more.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, there's people that don't even hardly wash their dogs at all.
I pity the fool.
Yeah, right. How about this viewership for NFL broadcast? You know, we did that nail the score thing for fun. But viewership for NFL broadcast during the regular season, they say, dipped in 2017 by a larger percentage than last year. They said the average audience across the NFL's broadcast partners, CBS, Fox, NBC, ESPN, and NFL networks, they're saying that it dropped 10% overall. So NFL broadcast had an average minute audience of 14.9 million compared to 16.5 million in 2016. What do you think that's about?
People aren't watching TV, and less people are watching football. They're watching other stuff. Young people aren't as into football as the older demographic.
Yeah, you know, I think that's part of it. If I'm the NFL, you have to do something to, I mean, just forget about the kneeling protest, because I do think some people walked away from the NFL then, but that's now, they've moved forward on that, and they're actually trying to do something, and they should have kept that off the field. After it started, it was just kept going on and on and on. It became like a ridiculous sideshow in a sense. Because it lost its potency, right? So the bottom line is with that, it's still not enough to shake those ratings that way. I think it's more is about the audience. It's more about the audience changing, and that younger people aren't going to sit in front of a television as much and watch TV. A lot of young guys, and maybe some women too, they don't like that kind of, they don't want to invest that time. Although in the NBA, and you and I saw this firsthand, and I saw this in a couple of different places, NHL, a lot of young people go to hockey and hoop games.
Yep.
But I think they're faster and there's more to do.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic than the NFL.
Yeah. So if I'm the NFL commissioner or I'm the owners, I think you got to figure out ways to kind of, I think you got to figure out ways to pull them in. You're a huge fan of cheap food. Did you know that McDonald's is debuting its discount menu on Thursday with an upsell? They say that the chain hopes it's going to make profits. It's as easy as $1, $2, $3, I guess. They're going to have items not priced at just one, but two and three. So they're tiering it. It's like tiered pricing. That's smart.
Manna from heaven.
Everybody gets to eat. All right, Other. Thank you.
Peace.
See you in a few.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Who very much believed that the president could and would win. Otherwise, I wouldn't have dedicated so much time to that. But not only that, I worked in the White House since the very first day, and a lot of the characterization that I saw that he was pushing out was the opposite of what I saw take place every day that I've been here. I don't think that it's taunting to stand up for the people of this country. I think what's dangerous is to ignore the continued threats. If the previous administration had done anything and dealt with North Korea, dealt with Iran, instead of sitting by and doing nothing, we wouldn't have to clean up their mess now.
Wow, Sarah. She says it like she sees it. So, Fire and Fury inside the White House, that's the name of this new book that's coming out. And it caused a lot of raw feelings from the press secretary, where she, you heard her talk about her boss first and then talk about North Korea and heaping it on the Obama administration that they would, if they would have dealt with this situation, it wouldn't be the situation it is now. The book, by the way, is the author is Michael Wolff, and he says supposedly he met with Bannon. All that stuff is inside dope from Bannon, and the big big scoop in the book, whether it's accurate or not, because in his statement, the president said Bannon spent his time at the White House leaking false information to the media to make himself seem far more important than he was. And he said it's the only thing he does well. He was rarely in a one-on-one meeting with me and only pretends to have had influence to fool a few people with no access and no clue whom he helped write phony books. So he's referring to this book because they know what's in the book or they've been told what's in the book. And in this book, Fire and Fury, Bannon was quoted as calling his former colleagues unpatriotic for taking the now infamous meeting in Trump Tower to discuss an alleged Russian offer to provide dirt on Hillary Clinton. Because remember, the meeting was disclosed in July of last year. Bannon told the book's author, Michael Wolff, that three senior guys in the campaign thought it was a good idea to meet with a foreign government inside Trump Tower in the conference room on the 25th floor with no lawyers. They didn't have any lawyers. So that's where that comes from, that tidbit. And I don't know, the reaction, what other fallout comes from this, you know, who knows. Bottom line is, it's just, it hasn't even been released. So this is just the pre-release. Let's put it that way. And how about this? Veering in a different direction, you know, from this controversial book, like I said, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the press secretary, and talking about North Korea, talking about the past administration, talking about this famous meeting with the Russian lawyer Bannon called Trump Jr. treasonous, and that's in this book, supposedly. But there's other bombshells in the book. I mean, controversy sells, so who are the quotes from? What's all that about? We only know the little morsels they're putting out because that's what a clever publisher is, of course, going to do. But will we, you know, what actually will tie back is, if anything, is of course, what's going to be the fodder and more of the discussion. But we go back to this whole, you know, Russian probe for a second. It's interesting because Paul Manafort is suing the Department of Justice and Robert Mueller seeking to limit special counsel authority, is what they're calling it. And this just happened the other day, arguing that he exceeds his authority by indicting him on conspiracy and money laundering charges unrelated to Russia's interference in that election. Manafort's unusual filing, because it is, also said that the deputy attorney who appointed Mueller last May had no authority to grant the special counsel carte blanche to investigate and pursue criminal charges in connection with anything that they stumble across while investigating, no matter how remote from the examination of the whole Russia election meddling. Because remember, he was charged back in October of last year along with a former campaign aide, Rick Gales, and is asking the court to nullify the charges against him and stop the investigation from overreaching, is what they're calling it. Now, what happens in this suit will be interesting, and where is the timeline as to when the investigation is over? Because this has been a, gosh, this has been a long investigation, right? Manafort said in the lawsuit that federal prosecutors and FBI agents interviewed him in 2014 to talk about his consulting abroad as part of the effort to assist the government of the Ukraine to recover stolen property. And then he's saying, look, and then 2 years later, I'm charged with conduct that I voluntarily disclosed. So how is that? He's saying, how is that? I voluntarily disclosed this, and then you're flinging it against me. So one to watch is going to be what happens in this court, in this lawsuit with the DOJ, because of certainly not the lack of resources to keep pursuing it, and what the DOG DOJ rather comes up with and what happens with this lawsuit, if it actually goes any place or not. And speaking of going places, because I got a few emails from some of you earlier in the day, I checked the mailbag, and we're going to do the mailbag coming up next, but one of the concerns out there, apparently some of you are traveling back, had extra days off, took the week after off Christmas. Some people do that. And in an effort to try to get back to where you're going, you know, it's just crazy that these people now, in some places where they didn't think they were going to be stuck, are stuck. So, for example, runways at Charleston International Airport closed. The South Carolina Highway Patrol reported dozens of accidents because there was snow, there was sleet. The governor was urging people to stay indoors as much as possible because they were concerned about accidents. I mean, it was beautiful looking. Savannah, Georgia was beautiful looking. It was just, you never see this. The Spanish moss with layers of snow covered the live oaks. It was, you know, absolutely crazy. And Florida got some snow too. Tallahassee. Snow. They say they haven't seen snow in 21 years. Nothing measurable since 1989. So they have these cold, frigid conditions that are leading to the closures of universities. Florida State, Florida A&M, also Orlando water parks. How are you going to have water parks open? It's just a crazy, unusual thing. And in Massachusetts, because I feel like I'm leaving Massachusetts out of the equation, they say snow is expected to fall at a rate of 1 to 12 inches an hour, starting early right now. I'm understanding that it's starting. So about 12 inches of snow are expected in Boston. And in other parts of the state, it might get even worse. In other parts of Massachusetts as well, you may see, they're saying you might see freezing rain, and that's when it's scary. So I'll take the snow any day over the freezing rain and the ice. Black ice to me is the worst. I don't know how many of you listening, and probably some of you, certainly in some of the places I mentioned, have dealt with the ice. And then when you're trying to, I mean, even trying to get the freezing rain that coats the bridges, the ramps with ice, all that stuff, your windshield, it's a nightmare trying to uncover from that. And with the wind that they're talking about, impossible. So hopefully a lot of places in these situations, hopefully they close down. That would be the best in any of these situations, because I think if you've got 90% of the flights, for example, at LaGuardia canceled, I mean, it pretty much tells you, forget about it. Work remotely, don't work, who knows, because then pipes freezing, any of that kind of stuff could also be part of the, could be part of what the problem, you know, becomes. Hey, by the way, too, I also was asked this by somebody, Mega Millions. See, we're always thinking about how can we win money? Then we can stay home and not work. The Mega Millions jackpot, as Lucy pointed out to me, a new listener, I think, of America Tonight. Did I know that the Mega Millions jackpot is $418 million? Yeah, there was no grand prize winner, apparently, Tuesday. So you do the math. It means it keeps adding up. It means the jackpot is $418 million. Somebody's going to win, right? What would be cool is if a group of people at work somewhere, sometimes that happens, they chip and they get some tickets and somebody gets lucky. And if not, it just rolls over again to whatever the next week is. It's interesting, when the odds get longer, and they're longer for Mega Millions, but when the numbers get bigger, then people get interested. I love it. I love that that the interest shoots up and the conversation becomes about the lottery, right? Wouldn't you love to have those winning numbers on Tuesday? 142, 47, 64, 70. 22. Nobody had them, so that's how it got so big. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're diving deep into the mailbag. It's been adding up, folks. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
I don't know. The cyclone could be tough. All that snow in the Northeast and in Savannah, South Carolina, etc. could be pretty tough. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're having a great start to your new year. Sorry if you're stuck shoveling, snow blowing. Just stay indoors, for goodness sake. If you have to take an extra day, you take an extra day. Most likely, businesses, if you're affected by this, are closed. For the rest of us on the other part of the country, the other half of the country, we are not affected by this. We're just watching in awe of what is happening. And that's actually been part of what's filled up the mailbag. The weather, of course, and the holidays and the start of the new year and all that kind of good stuff. So let's dive into it.
Dig in the mailbag.
Oh, I love that. Let's dig in the mailbag. This one is from Rick, who says, Kate, I cannot believe this, but I was just happened to read this the other day that there was another derailment of an Amtrak. Boy, people are going to be getting very leery of taking trains. Do you know what I'm talking about? It happened, I believe, in Savannah. I did read that story. They say that I guess it derailed. It was like 1,000 yards short of the train station. There were 300-some people on board, and, you know, the snow now. So it's like 23 degrees. You got stranded passengers, and they got them as fast as they could. Apparently, this train was headed from Delray Beach, Florida, all the way up to New York. So it made stops along the way. I've heard of this train. It's called the Seaboard Coastline Drive. But the winter storm affected the tracks, and that's what you would assume, when it was approaching the Savannah station. So a switch was frozen, and they're not used to that, right? So it overshot it, and the goal was to overshoot it and back it into the platform. The switch instead opened. It caused the cars at the back of the train to derail. Oh, my gosh. That is so scary. You know, I like riding trains. Oh, I do. I like riding trains. But you had that crash south of Seattle, the equipment for the auto braking. That was which Congress ordered for all railroads at the end of by the end of 2018 was installed, but it was still being tested. That's so awful. And you had all those people that were hurt and were just trying to jump for their lives. You had three people that died. That was just awful. Then you have this, but nobody apparently hurt, or none that we know of that I've heard of. So, yeah, it is scary. It's life, right, though? It's life. Amtrak, I'm sure, is mortified. They want to have smooth trips, and they don't want anything to happen to the passengers. It does kind of make you think, but it's just like driving your car. It's just like certain conditions and things that can happen. If it's not operator error, if it's not texting, because we've seen those accidents in the past, that to me is, wow, unforgivable. I mean, just unforgivable. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Howard, who says, Kate, I hope you had a good vacation. I know I heard you a couple of times, but it seemed like you were struggling with your voice. Did you get the flu that a lot of people got in parts of the country? I did not get the flu. I had a severe cold, though, and I was taking, I think I told Nathan off the air, the other ran and got me lots of cough drops. He kept telling me, you know, you're not supposed to eat cough drops like candy. You're supposed to let it melt in your mouth, and you're supposed to let it do its magic. And I wasn't very good at that, apparently. But lots of tea. I'm like teed out. And it took me like a week and a half to really knock it all out. I've knock on wood, knock on linoleum or whatever's in front of me, knock on the desk. I've knocked it out, but a lot of people around me are sick because it's tough to avoid. And that thing called the Tamiflu stuff that some people take or get prescribed, they've run out of it in the Dallas area where our satellite facility is. They've had to order more and more and more because it's so many people have gotten sick and have gotten the flu. Sadly, a bunch of people have died. It was so severe, including a young football player who was healthy, got a bad strain of the flu, and awful, died. Just a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. All right, let's see. Let's move to another one. This one is from Thomas, who says, Kate, I've heard you talk about cars with the young lad about what's hot and what's fast and all that kind of stuff. And I wondered if you had mentioned anything about Tesla's fastest car, and they're talking about it, that it's this roadster kind of sports car, and it's one of their fastest cars, period. Do you know anything about that? Have you talked about that? I don't know if we talked about it or not, because I just saw the video. I don't know if we talked about it. It's a beautiful looking car, and so it's going to be one of the faster cars that they're making, is what they've said, that they have tested. And Elon Musk, for all the heap of nonsense he got when he was coming up with what he was creating, he's producing. Things are happening for Musk and his vision. He's a visionary, and it's working. You know, that's the deal. All right, how about this? This is from Edward, who says, Kate, do you know what's going on in Oregon, that some people in Oregon are upset because they don't want to have to pump their own gas? So a brand new law went into effect that allows state residents in counties with less than 40,000 people to pump their own gas, but I, for one, am not excited about it. You know, it's interesting about the whole pumping gas thing. I understand. I grew up really in New Jersey, outside of Philadelphia, just over the bridge, and my whole life, if I couldn't, when I learned to drive, you couldn't pump gas. It's illegal to pump gas. It still is in New Jersey. So somebody always came out and did the gas. They did the gas for you. You handed them the card, the whatever, boom. And when I moved and I had to learn how to pump gas, I had no idea. I had no clue. None. I mean, it seemed fairly easy. You know, you can figure it out. But not so easy when you've never done it. Especially figuring out, you know, how you had to hit the certain switch. Again, seemingly it would be easy. But this was a while ago. And now, with what they're talking about in Oregon, you know, a lot of people don't want to have to pump the gas. And a lot of people, some people think it's dangerous because you have people that don't know what they're doing pumping the gas. But I think you learn how to do that. I don't know that that's such an awful, awful thing, but they're just trying to process it because they haven't had to do it. I mean, is it complicated pumping the gas? I mean, there's the question. And if Oregon has self-serve gas stations statewide, what does that look like? I mean, having an attendant help is, it gives somebody a job, and of course, maybe hazards, I don't know, could be avoided if they're constantly doing it. But I think mostly a lot of people listening, and maybe some of you could attest to this that are older, are saying, I don't want to pump gasoline. I've lived here my whole life, so I don't want to do it. I was reading a story where somebody was claiming that they were visiting their friends in California, and they say that they had no idea how to do it, that it's hazardous, it's unsafe, and it's not good. So I think that they've got a little guide. There are 13 steps to pumping gas. And I can understand if you've never done it, like I found myself in that situation, it's mostly complicated of when you're hooking something up and all that other stuff. So there are just two states in the U.S. that have full service gas stations, New Jersey and Oregon. But New Jersey is the holdout. They're not even talking about getting rid of it. Not happening. Hey, if you have any thoughts, send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.